football fans, welcome back to the Gronkcast, part of the Get More Sports Podcast Network. I'm your host, Chris Gronkowski, and I'm here with my co-host, Glenn Gronkowski.
Welcome back, everyone, to episode 12. Thanks again for tuning in. Today in the Gronkcast, we are going to discuss our bulletproof picks, give you our BetDSI Cap or Cup picks of the week, discuss what's going on with the Jacksonville Jaguars and Blake Bortles this year, and also talk about the Amari Cooper trade. And finally, we're bringing back the fan question of the week. Also, we will once again be having another special guest appearance next week.
Who?
So make sure to tune in to find out who it is.
Who?
Before we jump into it, remember to join in on the action at BetDSI.com to play along and compete against us or to take your own picks and make some extra cash this week. Follow the links in our social media profiles or use code Gronk69 to get a 100% sign-up bonus and join in on the action. Also, check out GetMoreSports.com for the latest betting information and up-to-date content on the NFL along with all other major sports. If you are enjoying our shows, make sure you subscribe and also remember to send questions into our social media profiles to be answered on future shows.
So, bulletproof picks. Last week, we got one. I mean, you got one.
Thank you. Finally got one. We are now, 3-14? So that was a big win. Almost doubled our wins already in 1 week. But let's talk about it. I went against the hometown Buffalo Bills, and I took Indy -9.5. It actually went down to 7.5 when we were talking about it on the episode. But you asked me, Chris, if I would take it at 9.5, and I doubled down, and I said I would, even though it was down to 7.5 at a time. And that was the easiest win ever, 37-5. Bills looked absolutely terrible. No touchdowns. What's going on over there with the Buffalo Bills? I don't know, but I'll be up there this week to watch the Patriots versus the Bills Monday Night Football, so I'll be able to see it live.
Bills Mafia in action. I'm guessing you're not going to get any beers thrown at you this time.
Definitely not wearing any Patriots gear, I'll tell you that much.
No, you should still.
You're right, so I can tell great stories because it's absolutely insane when you wear opposing, especially when it's the Patriots, but any opposing gear in Bills Mafia Stadium. Not going to end well for you. Just recommendations for anybody that ever travels to a Bills game. Some of the most outrageous fans, so you've been warned.
Unless
who did you have?
Unless you want to get in a fight, and if you want to get slammed through some tables, then wear an opposing jersey, or wear a Bills jersey.
You'll still get slammed through tables.
Exactly. So if you're trying to party, you know where to go. Bills Mafia will take care of you.
Let's go over your bulletproof pick from last week again. Once again, a loser. 1-6 on the year.
I was stalling out because I didn't want to talk about it. Yeah, that was a terrible choice. I jumped on the San Fran one-win bandwagon against the Rams. A big spread. Thought I was going to get some points and be all right, but worst pick ever. Let's move on.
Not the worst pick. You've done it 6 times out of 7 now, so they've all been the worst pick. So that one was not the worst pick. It's one of many worst picks for you.
Yeah, on bulletproof.
So once again, strategy, take opposite of Chris this week because he cannot seem to win anything.
That's all right. I got new strategies. I already told you about it last time. The bulletproof strategy is to buy an ice shaker on iceshaker.com. Use coupon code GRONKCAST for $5 off and get a bulletproof purchase.
Another bulletproof pick. Now that I'm coming off a win, 2-5 on the year in my bulletproof picks. Not too good, but we got one under the belt last week, and I'm sticking with betting against the Buffalo Bills. And like I said, I'll be up there this Monday night for the game. I'm taking the Patriots. It's at -13.5 right now. Opened up 14.5. Went down to 13.5. Everyone's taking the Bills somehow. Not sure how after watching that game last week what anybody is thinking. But I am going, like I said, against the Buffalo Bills this week, going with the Patriots. I mean, who knows what's going to happen, because Bills Mafia, like we were just talking about, they are going to be absolutely insane. They hate the Patriots. It's Monday night. I don't think they've had a Monday night home game. I think it was 2008, if I remember hearing that correctly. So it's been almost 10 years. And Bills Mafia, no matter how terrible they are, they're going to be in full force, going absolutely insane, as they always do, throwing people through tables. But this is why I'm picking the Patriots. Bills, like I said last week, they're 32nd in points, 32nd in total yards, 32nd in pass yards. Listen to this. 129 passing yards a game. I mean, I think Brady throws 129 pass yards in two plays half the time. So they're averaging 129 pass yards per game. That's just outrageous to even hear that stat. I've never heard anything like that through seven games. Unbelievable. They are 19th in rushing so far, but McCoy went out last week with a head injury. Haven't really followed up too much on that. I haven't seen where he's at, if he's going to be playing, but if he's out, really the only good attack they have is going to be done. So they have nothing to rely on. Obviously, the backup will come in, play the best of his ability, but McCoy, obviously a great rusher. He's proven himself over and over again. So if he's not in there, they have nothing. Their offense, they're going to be doing nothing at all. Not going to be able to rush, pass. This offense is going to look absolutely terrible, and you're playing a Patriots offense. They're all on the same page now. They're healthy. They got new players that know how to attack, score points, put up big plays. Patriots are back to their normal selves. I see this being an absolute blowout. But the only thing I can see going right for the Bills, like I said, they'll be at home with Bills Mafia Monday night. Crowd's going to be into it. But also, they have coach Brian Daboll there. He's the offensive coordinator. Obviously, it hasn't been going good for him so far. But I was actually with him in New England. He was actually my coach in New England at the time. He went to Alabama, won a national championship with Alabama, is now the OC for the Bills, but he was with the Patriots for a while. He knows their defense. He knows their offense. He knows how to game plan against all that. He's a really smart guy, knows what he's doing. So I think Brian Daboll, he might be able to come up with some plays just like Matt Patricia did when the Detroit Lions beat the Patriots when no one saw that coming. So that is a little edge for the Bills, but as much as I see Brian Daboll making a difference, when you don't have the players to make the difference for you, I just don't know if they're going to be able to pull it off. So I think the one advantage they do have might not work out for them because they don't have the players to do it at this point. Offense is struggling big time. Bills have a good defense, but Patriots are just in sync right now. Taking the Patriots. A lot of good reasons there. Jump on that one. -13.5 on the road against the Bills.
That was easy to take. You're taking one of the best teams in the league against the worst team in the league. Easy bulletproof pick. If you don't win, you suck.
You're 1-6. So I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, but I got
Hear this one that you got. Here comes a loser again. Everyone
true
be ready.
Bulletproof pick. After years of studying, timeless hours in the lab, I've came up with my second bulletproof win of the year. And here it is. I'm taking the Eagles against the Jags.
Boo! Take the Jags, everyone.
Don't take the Jags unless you want to lose. This is why. It's going to be an England game. So the Jags, it looks like they might be a home team, but they're not a home team. This is a neutral field. So forget those points. The Eagles, only -3.5. The Jags right now are 1-4 in the last five games against the spread. Fournette's out. They don't even know who their quarterback is. Bortles started, then got pulled. Now he's being named as a starter again. Who knows what's going on there? He looks like he's on a short leash. It looks like his confidence is gone. They're struggling. This is going to be a tough game for them. The Eagles, they're coming off an embarrassing loss, up 17-0 in the fourth quarter against Carolina. You know they're pissed. You know they're going to come out fired up, looking for that win. And here's what I really love about it. In the last seven games coming off a loss, the Eagles are 6-1 straight up. So they're ready. Like I said, coming off an embarrassing loss, they're fired up. They're ready to win, and it's a neutral site. Only 3.5 points against the Jaguars team that are struggling big time. Eagles all day. Bulletproof pick. Lock it up.
Like I said, everybody, take the Jaguars if you do want to make some money. We're talking about a 1-6. I mean, you might be due. I mean, you're supposed to be 50-50 odds. So, I mean, I think you have a chance to finally make a comeback. Cause
I'm feeling good about that one.
To go 1-6, honestly, it's pretty difficult if you ask me. I mean, you got to try it. I don't even know if you could try to do that again if you tried. So
yeah, I
kind of
got
to give credit to you there for having the worst picks possible. Congratulations on this season so far.
I won something at least.
But like you were saying, Bortles and Kessler going to be something to watch this week. But also making headlines this week was the Oakland Raiders and their big trade already happened. We still got a week till the deadline. There's still big trades already big trades happening. What do you think about that one?
I think it was something that had to be done by the Cowboys. I think Jason Garrett might be trying to save his job. I think he's on the hot seat. The Patriots, wow. We're still talking about bulletproofs over here. The Cowboys are a winning team, a winning tradition. They have to win this year or Garrett's out. So they had to make some moves. They needed a big-time receiver. I don't know if Dak can really get the ball to him, so I don't know how much of a change it's really going to make for that offense. But it might open up the run game a little bit just having the threat of Amari Cooper there. So I think it's big. I don't know how great of a trade it was for Oakland. They get a first-round pick, but I think it started some rumbling in that locker room that right now Oakland really doesn't need. They're struggling. They already did this earlier in the year with Khalil Mack, and now they're dumping another highly respected player in the locker room. And I think that Oakland's going to have some struggles from this point on.
Yeah, you just said it wasn't a win for Oakland. And the crazy thing is everybody out there is saying it was a huge win for Oakland and a big loss for Dallas. So we'll see what happens with that. But the crazy thing is right here is in the last 13 first-round picks for Oakland going back to 2004, only two of those players out of the 13 have made it to the Pro Bowl. So everyone's saying, oh, Oakland's rebuilding. Next 3 years, they have three first-round picks. They have second-round picks. They have all these picks. The thing is, it is very difficult to find a good player. I mean, you think you found one, all this happens, but then they come in and they just don't pan out. It's happened so many times in the NFL. There's something there that does not click for players when they get to the NFL sometimes. Or there's injuries. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into it that it just does not pan out. So that was a crazy stat to me. Only two players out of the 13 first-round picks drafted for the Oakland Raiders have even made it to the Pro Bowl. I think the Pro Bowl, kind of these days, it's not that very difficult to make it, especially when you're a first-round pick. If you meet your expectations, you're going to be a Pro Bowl player. So, I mean, that was a pretty crazy stat to me. So, we'll see what happens. It is a rebuilding year, it looks like. John Gruden, he's wiping everybody clean. He wants it his way. He wants to coach the players that he wants. So, we'll see what happens. But, like I said, it's not that easy to get a good player, even when you had those first-round picks. So, when you have special players like Amari Cooper, Khalil Mack, I mean, it's tough to just give them away like that.
Yeah, that's two Pro Bowlers. And like you said, first-round picks don't pan out that much. So he's now dumped two Pro Bowlers in the same year. And I could see why some players in that locker room are getting frustrated, because you're giving your best players away, and it's showing. I mean, it's showing that they're not winning games. So there's definitely a loss there, and he's kind of feels like they're giving up on this season already.
I mean, you think they got to trade those players away, because otherwise you have to pay them, and they already paid Derek Carr this year. So you think that's just financial, or what's going on with that? Obviously you want Khalil Mack on your team. Why would you not? Amari Cooper, another great player. Why would you just be giving these players away if you didn't have to?
I mean, I think there just wasn't something clicking. Obviously there was an issue with Khalil Mack. So they got rid of him for that reason, definitely not because of performance. I'm sure they could have found a way to keep him on that squad if they wanted to. But obviously there was an issue there, and I think it's kind of the same way with Amari Cooper. This is a two-time Pro Bowler who was crushing it. He fell off a little bit, but there's definitely a way to get this guy performing again. And we might see him just explode with the Cowboys because the talent is there. So I think it's another issue of either getting him motivated or just not clicking with the head coach. And instead of trying to work it out, they're just dumping players instead.
Yes, we've seen two crazy trades already by Oakland. There's going to be a lot of more crazy trades coming. We got about a week left. Yeah, a week left. 6 days, a week left about October 30th, the deadline. So there's going to be a lot more trades happening. Make sure to check out GetMoreSports.com to stay up to date on the news around the NFL leading up to the trade deadline. But like you were just saying, Jerry Jones, he's making moves right now because he's fearing for his job right now. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen if he doesn't win. He might be gone this year.
You're talking about Jason Garrett, not
Jerry
Jones.
Did I say Jerry Jones? My bad. You know why I said Jerry Jones? Because BetDSI right now, they have odds. And I saw these odds on there, and I absolutely loved them. Thought it was hilarious. the next coach for the Dallas Cowboys. If Jason Garrett gets fired, or even when he does get fired, who is going to be the next coach for the Dallas Cowboys? And they had Jerry Jones listed on there.
Oh,
the
man.
Odds plus 50,000. So if you put $100 on that and Jerry Jones becomes the next head coach of the Cowboys, you win 50 grand just like that. And honestly, I kind of think that's a good bet because you never know what's going to happen in Jerry's world. He's up to anything. I mean, he's already the GM. I think he's the only owner and GM in the league. I mean, he just loves to have the power, have the decision-making. That would be something Jerry would do, is become head coach of his own team while being the owner and the GM. It'd just be something crazy like that just because he wants a Super Bowl so bad. So, who knows? But I thought that was hilarious to see that on there.
I could see him being the intern coach for a couple games or like the end of the season kind of deal. But right now, the favorite is Josh McDaniels. Do you see that happening? I mean, he already got that offer from the Colts. He's turned it down. Do you think the Cowboys would be the fit for Josh McDaniels?
No, I don't see that happening at all. I mean, he went to Denver, didn't work out. And then he got offered the Indy job, took it, and he declined it because I think his family just did not approve of the move. I think they were in New England. They loved it in New England. They like it there. They win there. I mean, he went to Denver. He tried it out already, and they lost. And I think he just likes to be in that Patriots locker room where they win, and they know how to win. And there's something there that works with Belichick and him and everything, and Brady there. So I just don't see that move happening. I think his family would rather be in New England. They've been there for a while, and I think they got sick of the moving around to a new place every single year. So I think he just stays in New England. I think he stays put, and I really don't like that bet. Instead, I'd rather take Jerry Jones on that bet if I was putting my money on anything.
Yeah, why not? I mean, that's huge odds, and I could see Jerry pulling it off for a couple games, maybe at the end of the year.
I think Cowboys fans would love it, too.
Yeah, who wouldn't? You think he'd be on the sidelines?
That'd be a huge PR stunt. He would kill it if he did that, actually.
And that's what he loves, too.
Exactly. That's why I can see it happening.
Jerry, if you
hear us
right
now, I don't put that past him.
Go do it.
I think that's the only owner that would ever be on a list of the next, when a coach got fired, who would be the next coach. And I think he's the only owner that would ever be on this list.
Yeah, that's great. I think he has zero coaching experience, too, which makes it even better.
That is pretty sweet, though.
Let's jump into these Capper Cup picks of the week. Now that we're back on track, now that we're actually winning more than we're losing, we're starting to figure out this year, starting to figure out these young quarterbacks. I think we have a better beat on everything now. So why don't you start it off? Let me know your Capper Cup picks so I can take opposite of you.
Yeah, we are winning now. Like I said, I got my bulletproof pick right finally. We both went 3-2 in our Capper Cup picks of the week. Actually, one of our only losses was the Los Angeles Chargers. We thought they were at home. They were actually overseas in London. That was a big mistake by us. We both took them, did not win. So that was one of our two losses last week. My other one was Atlanta, who I took at -6.5 against the Giants. And they actually should have covered. Odell gets that touchdown with 2 seconds left in the game to put it within five. They go for two. It's a three-point game by the end of the game. Lost that one as well. But otherwise, I could have went 4-1 there if I paid more attention, possibly 5-0. So I think we're getting back on track. Just remind me to point something out once you start your picks.
Oh,
but I am going, like I said, my bulletproof pick, Patriots. It's actually -14.5 because that's what it opened at. It's down to 13.5. But as I did with the Bills last weekend, I am going to keep betting against them, even at that high point spread. Even though the lines moved and everybody's taking the Bills, I'm sticking with it again. Next, I'm going with the Texans, -7.5 at home. Texans are heating up, started off 0-3 this year. Four in a row now they've won. They're at home. Osweiler playing for the Dolphins in his old stadium, his former team. But even though he shockingly beat the Bears 2 weeks ago, I mean, they were beat down by the Lions last week, and I think that's what's going to continue to happen. I think Osweiler got a little lucky in that first game. But also, Bill O'Brien, he was the coach of Osweiler. He knows his weaknesses. And with the Texans believing in themselves right now, I think they cover this one at home and win big. My third pick is going to be the Browns. I don't understand this spread at all. I love this pick. Browns +8.5. They are on the road. Steelers are looking better, but The Browns in their last 5 out of 6 games have been within 4 points. So the Browns, they know how to play close. I mean, even when they were behind, I think it was last week, they were behind about 15, 17 points or something. And even then, they found a way to come back. They know how to make a game interesting. 3 overtime games already. It might even be 4 overtime games already. So, I mean, this team knows how to play close. I don't see it being a 2-score game. Plus 8.5 seems really high to me. I'm going with the Browns on the road, plus 8.5. My 4th pick, going with the Redskins on the road against the Giants. After watching that Giants game on Monday night, it was a Monday night or Sunday night last week, they just looked terrible. Redskins, they've been dominant. So I'm going with the Redskins on that one. NFC East matchup, these teams always play each other close, but I think the Redskins pull this one off. Eli is just missing too many receivers right now, wide open. They're not on the same page. Something's missing right now. And Redskins, they're first place in the division, is playing a last place 1-6 Giants team who can't find their rhythm. I think Redskins go on the road and win this one without a problem. My last pick, Kansas City Chiefs at home, minus 10.5 against the Broncos. I'm going to keep this one nice and simple. Only reason I'm taking this one, believe it or not, the Kansas City Chiefs are 7-0 against the spread so far this year. I'm going to keep it simple. I'm going to ride that wave. Hopefully they get to 8-0. I thought that was absolutely crazy. That might have to be my new bulletproof pick every week, because 7-0 against the spread. I wonder what the longest undefeated team against the spread has ever been. How long, how many games they've gone. But anyways, those are my picks. Before you jump into yours, this is what I told you to remind me about. You are in last place in the Kuemper Cup out of 80 people. You are in dead last. What do you have to say about that?
I don't believe it. There's no way that someone
13 out of 35 picks.
Someone had to at least 1 week or 2 weeks forget to put their picks in.
Yes, they have, and I took that into account, and I erased all those people. So,
oh, no wonder. So I'm not
in last place for people who have put in all 35 picks so far this year.
Okay.
What do you have to say about that one?
For a second, I thought I was actually behind.
You're at
all
about,
the people that actually put.
You're at 34% pick rate.
That means I'm about to go on an absolute monster streak starting right now.
It's either that or it's going to continue. But anyways, go ahead.
This is pretty easy. Obviously, I'm going to jump on the Patriots with you. Bills Mafia, too busy jumping through tables. They don't even know what football is anymore. They're too blacked out in the parking lot. I'm taking the Patriots on that one.
Hey, that's going to be me this week.
And you're going to the game. That's a huge plus for the Patriots. They could always hear you cheering from the crowd. I love when people would ask me
that. You know
what's
funny is the last time I was at the game, there was a, well, we thought it was a flag. We're actually sitting on the opposite end zone. We thought it was a flag thrown on the 2-yard line, and we found out later it was a dildo.
Bills Mafia in the house.
So I'm excited to see what's in store this year. And yeah, that was a Patriots game last time too. Like I said, Bills Mafia, they turn up for this game every year, and it's Monday night. It's going to be loud. It's going to be crazy. They're going to find something crazy to do this year again.
I can't wait. I hope you wear a jersey to the game just so you can tell me about how many beers and sandwiches got thrown at your head. And it's Monday night too, so they got all day to prepare for it too. That's the best part. The night games always get the craziest. So second pick, I already told you the first one, taking the Patriots. Second pick, my bulletproof pick with the Eagles. Third pick, I'm taking the Bears at home, minus 7.5, coming off a loss. Chicago is a good home team. Chicago's 11-4-1 against the spread, last 16 games at home. Trubisky's crushing right now. He's throwing all over the place, and the Jets' secondary is struggling. I'm taking the Bears at home, minus 7.5. Next, I'm going with the Bengals. Again, another home team. Coming off a big loss, they just got whooped by KC. This strategy has been working for us. The Bengals are a good team this year. Minus 4.5 at home on a bounce back game. I'm taking the Bengals. Next, I'm going with the Colts at the Raiders. We talked about this a little bit earlier. The Raiders locker room is a mess right now. They just traded away another superstar player, another Pro Bowler. I think players are pretty upset there. I think they feel like the coach, the team has given up on them. So I'm going to jump on the Colts in this game. Only minus 2.5 on the road against the Raiders. Lock it in. And last, I am taking the Rams at home against the Packers. Just like when the Packers went to play the Lions, they're not a great team on the road. The Rams are red hot. I'm locking in the Rams. I believe in the Rams this year. -8.5 at home. Lock it in. 5 for 5 Capper's Cup this week.
Good luck with that one. If you do that one, I'll give you a present. I don't know what yet, but I'll find something.
You're going to get me a table for the game.
Yep. You can just body slam this one right here.
No, we need this one. Bills Mafia, they have special premium grade tables that make sure they light on fire after you jump through them.
Anyways, let's jump into our fan question of the week. It's been 3 weeks since we've had this one, so we found a good question this week. You ready for this one? From Instagram handle, @oliver.padre. Question is, what is your most outrageous college story?
You want me to start,
or do you want me to start?
This is great.
Because I don't know if he meant most outrageous football college story or most outrageous college party story.
Well, this is great.
So what are you going with here?
The guy who asked this question, I partied with at Arizona. So he was actually on the Arizona baseball team. And when I played for 1 year, when I had to sit out after I transferred. So Oliver Padre, I'm going to tell, because he asked this question, he wants to get outrageous. I'm going to tell an outrageous story about his birthday. So we go out, we party, it's his birthday. He takes, probably 6 shots in a row or 9, I can't remember. And the next thing we know, we're partying, going crazy. I'm on top of a table, and we can't find him anywhere. So we're celebrating his B-Day, and he's not even there. So we go all out, we party, we leave, we call him a million times, we can't find him. The next day, 7 a.m., he arrives at the house, and we're like, man, where you been? And so we get to hear this whole story, how somehow he left the house, didn't even realize it, passed out on the front porch of a church, woke up, was knocking on the door thinking it was our house, and no one would answer, so he was getting pissed, kicking the door. And then he finally woke up in the morning and realized he was at a church and said his blessings, and then he came home.
Wow. To be honest, the fact that Gord and Rob lived with you for 2 years and that's your craziest story is pretty impressive. I don't think that's your most crazy story.
No, that was the most crazy story with Oliver.Padre.
Okay, I understand. We probably can't get into your other crazy stories with Rob and Gord.
No, we're going to save that because we got more special guests coming on
true.
The podcast.
Good point.
That might want to talk about some stories.
Appropriate stories, of course.
Yeah, so I'm not going to steal their thunder and tell great stories without them here.
So here's my story. Like I said, he didn't clarify if he wanted a football story or a party story. So I combined both of them with my story. We go out. It's a Friday night. We do what college people do. And the next day, it's 8 a.m. We wake up early. Not the library.
Oh.
Actually, you know what's awesome? Speaking of the libraries, in Manhattan, Kansas, at Kansas State, their liquor store is called the library. So when college kids would use their credit cards, it would show up on the on their credit card statement as the library, and their parents would get it and say, oh, they're buying all these books and everything.
That is the most.
It's really a liquor store. I go, that is a great move by that company.
Most genius liquor store I've ever heard of.
Yeah, how awesome is that? But anyways, I'm combining both football and partying. Like I was saying, we went out Friday night. It's Saturday morning, about 8:30 a.m. Somehow we're up. We're still going. We have a great idea. My friend that I'm with works at a bar. So the owner's there. I think they're just cleaning up. And we go there because he works there and he's bored and we're bored. We go back to the bar at 8:30 a.m., start partying again. It's four people in there, me, him, the owner, and another worker. There's four of us and we're taking shots at 8:30. Getting crazy. I have this great idea to get on top of the table. A table where you just sit at. It's up on a ledge. So
you love tables.
I'm probably about 6 feet in the air. And I walk to the edge of it. I thought it was anchored down to the floor. And it completely tips over. I'm so... got a lot of drinks in me already. Especially from the night before. So I fall over. And the table falls, breaks. And I jump off and twist my ankle completely out for about 3 weeks from football. And I told my coach and the training staff that I twisted my ankle on a curb that weekend. I don't know how much they believe that. They didn't ask any more questions. But I was out. Luckily, it was the off season, but I was out for 3 weeks after that, and I don't think they were very happy about it. But I thought that was a pretty good story to combine the two, because I didn't know which one he wanted me to clarify about. But that's what happened, and only about two people knew that. I didn't even tell anyone because I didn't want anyone to find out that story.
So moral of the story is, do what Bills Mafia does. This has been a great episode about Bills Mafia, by the way. Lay on the table next time.
And get an elbow drop through it. Don't stand on it.
Have your friend elbow drop you.
To be honest, I've never seen an injury happen from any of those videos.
Yeah.
So actually, it looks like it's pretty safe, even though they banned it.
Yeah. Well, the only injuries I've seen is when they miss the table. So that's their fault, though.
I think, yeah, that's true.
When they completely miss and they just fall on the ground, those ones are great. Party fail for sure.
All right. Well, those are some good stories for you guys. Bills Mafia, shout out this episode. Keep on doing what you guys do. Well, not Will. I'll be there this weekend. Chris ain't going. He's not crazy enough to handle Bills Mafia.
I'll practice from home.
But I'll be there. Crazy Monday night game. Let's go, Patriots. Bulletproof pick of the week. But for now, I think that about wraps it up for this week's edition of the Gronkcast. Thanks again to everyone for joining us today. Don't forget to head over to betdsi.com. Play some bets and make some extra moolah this week. Take our picks or take your own, but be sure to follow the links in our social media profiles or use code GRONK69 to get a 100% sign-up bonus. Remember, we'll be having another special guest appearance on our next episode, so make sure you tune in to find out who will be joining us. That's going to be a good one. Thank you for tuning into the Gronkcast. Remember to subscribe to get weekly reminders of when our podcast is posted, and also ask us questions on Twitter and Instagram to be featured on future shows. That's it for this episode, and we'll see you next week.
The Gronkcast is brought to you by GetMoreSports.com and iShaker. So visit GetMoreSports.com after the show for more NFL insights, analysis, picks, and podcasts from us.
Also, check out the links below for more information on iShaker, the double-walled, vacuum-insulated, sweat-free, kitchen-grade, stainless steel best shaker bottle on the market.
We also want to thank BetDSI.com for sponsoring the show. BetDSI is the world's top sportsbook and has been online for more than 20 years. It's free to sign up. And if you want to start betting with real cash, BetDSI accepts credit card deposits. Remember, it's now legal in the USA, so go make some picks. Follow the links on our podcast page and use promo code GRONK69 when signing up at BetDSI.com. This promo code gives you 100% bonus on your deposit up to the first $500. So head to BetDSI.com and make a few bets on our picks, or pick your own, and remember to use code GRONK69 when you sign up.